This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good to be back. I hope that you are happy to be back at work or back in your routine. But I have to be honest, when Thanksgiving, you know, air quotes, break gets over for me, I'm like, we're on Christmas break now, right? It just feels like that. Why is it that the things that you establish in your annual schedule as a child, they never leave? Your thought of like, oh, I get to mail it in for a certain amount of time. It's the holiday season. I mean, the teachers. Okay. Brad, let's talk about teachers.
Okay.
You and I both are married to teachers.
Yes.
And I don't know. I'm not hanging my teacher out to dry on this. I'm not hanging Brad's wife out to dry on this. But we are now in the season. And teachers, they're in school right now. They can't hear us.
And if they can't, they're just proving your point.
Yeah. We know you have to go to work between Thanksgiving and Christmas. We know it's hard for you to focus. It's hard for us to focus too.
Yeah.
Like, prove me wrong, Brad. Is there a special kind of stress that the teacher world, like, they do the same thing in May? Like,
yes.
Oh my gosh, I hope I just make it to May. Yeah, I hope I make it to retirement, which is when I will be able to not do something for a minute and not have to get up with an alarm. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying because, yeah.
I know the kids are snotty and I know they're not focused. But that's what you do.
But I mean, that's just people.
Yes.
It's just people being people.
We work with Ryan and Ethan. Just kidding, Ethan.
Oh, Ethan's great. Ethan is that kid that you like in class. If you're a teacher listening right now. And
we got one of those.
Yeah.
And we got the other kind, too.
Ethan is the kid you like in class, and Ryan's the kid that you tolerate and makes you laugh every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while. Most of the time, honestly. The one that frustrates you when he makes you laugh.
Yes.
Because you're trying to do something serious.
I'm trying to be serious here. And
yes. Aren't you all, everybody who's back at work right now, you're working today. You don't want to be at work. You don't want to deal with people. You don't. Terry, she's watching. Aren't you working? She's got prep now or something.
Yeah, she's doing math department chair stuff, so she has no students.
I actually know another teacher who has a prep period right now too. So the chances of 100% of the spouses of the people currently in the room listening right now is pretty good.
Pretty good.
I just think it's funny how you get to the point where, like, the teachers, I just want you to know that when you're speaking about your frustration of having to deal with kids in this period, you're really speaking for all of us. You think that you're isolated in this, but we are all with you. None of us want to be working right now. And I got to be honest, I'm so grateful, again, in the midst of a Donald Trump win, that when I come to work, I get to talk about this, because I did not know how I was going to do this job if Kamala Harris won. Do you know, A, I don't want to be working right now. I want to be on break watching movies and sitting next to decorated Christmas trees. Don't you, everybody wants that right now.
Yes.
That's what you want. But you're an adult, so we all go to work and we all have to do the stuff. But I get to come talk about Donald Trump's appointments to his cabinet. I don't think I could have done it if Kamala Harris.
That would have been rough.
You wouldn't even be listening right now because you wouldn't want to hear what I had to say about anything.
That would have been so bad because, I don't want to think about it. I want to be unburdened by what has been, because just thinking about like who she would appoint to the cabinets, it wouldn't be the same people, but I don't know that they'd be any better doing the job than the people that Biden appointed
to
do the job.
Freaking out about like this appointment, that appointment, and Jack Posobiec specifically. It's like, can you please refresh my memory on Pete Buttigieg's qualifications to be transportation
100%.
Secretary?
I saw somebody else say I can't think of his name now. Comey wasn't FBI before he was named director.
Yeah, he wasn't an agent. Yeah, he
so
was,
I was like, so what? They're nobody, there to direct the thing.
Nobody cares.
No.
Nobody cares then. And the fun part is that while you are doing the work, we're doing the work. Like literal work. We're actually going to do work because we need paychecks to fund the overbloated federal government. That's going to get fixed too, which is why it's okay to, like, when I was thinking about coming to work today, I was like, gosh, there's so many things to talk about. And there were so many things that happened over Thanksgiving week that I'm like, I miss that day. I just need to let that go and get to it when it becomes relevant again. It's very refreshing to be able to come in and want to talk about these things. So I feel very blessed and thankful this season of giving thanks. Is the Thanksgiving season over now? It's still the giving season, but is the Thanksgiving season over?
I don't know. I guess.
What'd you do? You got Thursday and Friday off.
I got Thursday and Friday off.
You did the Manny Fry show from Monday through Wednesday.
Yeah, did the Manny Fry show. Then Thursday, Thursday we went over to my parents' house for Thanksgiving. And we turkey stuff and the whole thing.
Is Thanksgiving for you, is it like a time where you, I don't know how else to say this, because it's kind of the way it is for us, but you get together and you be lazy together and eat.
Yes.
It's not like a lot of things.
Yeah. So like, this is going to sound weird, but whenever we go to my parents' house, what we do is we sit around the kitchen table, because they have a fairly large kitchen table, and we talk. And it doesn't matter if we go in July or in November or during Christmas. We just sit around the table and talk. So we went there, we prepped the meal. I helped my mom and dad prep that meal. Everybody kind of all hands on deck. We helped prep that meal. We had the meal, and then we just sat around the kitchen table and talked with the football game on in the background. Mm-hmm. Nobody even paid any attention to it.
How big of a crowd?
Probably 12 people.
Yeah, I think that's probably close to standard. We had 16 at our house, and since my grandma passed away in 2020, not from COVID, she was 95, I believe, and she passed away from a heart attack, but like to live 95 healthy years, and then one day God's like, I'm taking you home, and that's the way to go. And it still hits me every holiday season, because my whole life for 30, how old was I in 2020? 36 years, all the holiday meals, Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, we'd go to her house and she'd cook pretty much the standard meal and we would enjoy it in her way, the way she would prepare things. And when she passed away, that really means that, you know, when the matriarch or the patriarch, when they're gone, you really have the opportunity to rearrange all of the furniture, however you choose to do it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is what you've always done. But the next thing that you do when you are forced to make that decision, you can do whatever you want. Maybe you always went to grandma's house for holidays and now you want to travel. You want to go to, your timeshare and celebrate there. You want to do something completely different, brand new tradition. What we have done in our household is my husband and I have taken over the preparation of the meals. My husband is a great cook. I help him where is needed. I generally am doing more of the trimming and the shopping and stuff during that holiday season when Thanksgiving week happens, but the baking. But now my oldest daughter, she loves to bake. So I'm kind of like, what do I do? So I just end up being like the sous chef. If I need to contribute, I do. If I need to be out of the way, I do. But then my family comes over to our house. We had my parents and had siblings and nieces and nephews, and my husband's parents were able to come over as well. So it was great. We got to celebrate and we got to just kind of chill and relax. But when I came in Wednesday, I was on the ascent near the peak of a terrible cold. And I had it the whole week I was out.
Oh, no.
Which I thought to myself, this sucks. But again, in the world of Trump, I want to be here. I was like, I'm glad this happened this week and not when I would have. It's really a hard thing to measure. If I have a cold, you don't let me around somebody who's talking like this the whole time and like sneezing and snotting into the microphone. And then the other question is, if you're the program director, you have to be like, would the listeners rather listen to a snotty Annie Fry, which, yes, I'm talking about something different than I normally am, or a fill-in? And there's a line there. There's a balance. And you got to be like, well, you're sick, but I'd still rather hear what you have to say, or, ew, gross, go away, stay home. And you don't get other people sick, you know, as well. I think that these are all things that you have to go through. But with the Donald Trump world, when my phone goes off and I have a news alert and I'm on vacation, I want to read what that is. I was in Moana 2 yesterday watching that. We saw the 6 o'clock movie. That's when the news came out. I don't know what kind of endorsement or non-endorsement is, but I was more interested in what Twitter was saying about the pardon than I was Moana 2. I liked it. I didn't love it. We had the whole family went. There are a few times where our whole family will go to the movies, maybe once a year. I'm glad we went. Mm. I don't regret going. But this is the thing. It cost my family $105 to go see Moana 2 yesterday.
That's outrageous.
I could think of other things I would have rather have done with that $105, but watching it with my 8-year-old and Molly, she was like literally on the edge of the seat the whole time, totally engaged the whole time.
Was this her first movie theater?
Oh, no.
No?
We went and saw Inside Out 2. That was a good movie. I don't know how many she's gone, but the big Disney ones we'll go see. Okay. A lot of times, especially if it's a second in a series of things that we watch at home a lot. Mm-hmm. And they loved it. But I was like, it is a weird dichotomy to be like, Moana 2, Maui, you're welcome. And Hunter Biden just got pardoned. And like X, which is the Thunderdome of snark and quick response. So I was tweeting through all that. That was bad. I had the phone completely on dim. We were in the fancy theater, which is probably why it was $105. We had the recliner chairs and everything. And so I had the phone like all the way up to me. You can't see anybody behind you, which is my favorite thing about those theaters. I don't want to sit next to people. I don't want to know there are other people in the theater. And
the back.
I didn't get the tickets early enough. Oh. I will always buy the top row if I can. It was not available. So we were in maybe the second row, I think. F, whatever row F was. But the way that the theater is set up, we went to the one in Edwardsville. It's an AMC theater. The way it's set up, the back behind you is tall enough that you can't even see the people behind you, and you can't see the people in front of you. So you can see your neighbor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But we have 6 people, so we take up almost half a row. And so I had my phone super up close to me. Like, I couldn't even see the people in front of me, let alone whether they were on their phones. Mm-hmm. Had it on super dim. So was I being a bad movie neighbor? Maybe. But it was important to me. And if the movie would have drawn me in. I thought that the story was, the music, and this is what everybody says, and I heard this before I went to see the movie, so I don't know if I had preconceived notions. I couldn't tell you the name of a single song that was in that movie. Or sing a line. Like, nothing walked out of the theater with you where you're like, oh, we got to pull that up on Spotify and listen to it on the way home. But I think I'm going to watch it again. When it comes out on stream, I'm sure I'm going to watch it a million times again. I don't know. I really enjoy going to the theater. I don't enjoy being right next to people who are eating 3 tubs of popcorn the entire time.
Loudly.
No. So the nice theaters, I like to sit in that because you have some separation from folks. But when one of the things I'm most thankful for is a job that I can come into work and truly enjoy doing. And when you get to spend a week off, there's this one person. You got to be listening right now, because if I were off, you'd be yelling at me for being off. I know you're out there. Hi. Thanks for listening all the time. But I got one person who's always razzing me for taking time off. My children are going to be young once. And when I take time off, 90% of the time, it's because my kids are off. And I'm spending that time with them, and I do not apologize for it.
No, I would take the time off. I don't take as much. I actually got in trouble.
Yeah, you did. Like, Brad,
right, you need to take more days off. And I have my reasons for not doing it, and it's just small things. But, yeah, take the time off. If you are afforded that luxury, if your job situation allows you to do that, take advantage of it. It's an agreement between you and your employer that you have.
Yeah.
Now, if they start being like, hey, you need to start coming into work.
Yeah.
Okay. But as long as your employer's good with it, take some time off.
I'm afforded a certain amount of time, and I am not going to be at the end of my career and be like, gosh, I wish I would have worked more of those holiday weeks when I spent that time at home with my kids. That's never, ever, ever going to happen. And I love that time. I'll take some time off over Christmas break, too. But I assure you that being able to finish a week of time away from this microphone and this seat and, you know, you listening over 97.1 on the radio or on the Odyssey app or watching us on YouTube, when I get to come back and do this, I am so happy to be with you again and to talk about the things that are coming over the headlines and through the news cycle, to be able to come to you and have this conversation. I am so incredibly grateful for the opportunity to do this. Speaking with Joe Concha, as he said, you don't retire from radio. Kick it, bounced. That will inevitably happen to me someday, sometime. I hope it's forever and ever away. But I am so grateful for the opportunity to have these 3 hours with you every day. You know, we work so hard. I know you hear me talk about the YouTube a lot, but that's been the focus for the show, to be able to grow and develop a stronger relationship with you, to be able to have direct communication with the people. Like, generally speaking, when you're listening to radio, you know, I'm very aware that the idea of just radio is probably a thing of a past, but I actually think that the rise of podcasts and the different ways that video social media can be integrated with radio. Podcasts are popular for a reason. Radio is essentially live podcasting. So if you're listening to the show right now and something happens, you're going to know about it first because you had the radio on. And that's a really strong, powerful, important thing. And when people talk about the future of radio, talk radio, I think, is so incredibly at the epicenter of what's right now. You can't really get anywhere else what you can get on talk radio. And I feel very, very grateful to be blessed with the amount of time that I've had here with 97.1, the amount of time I've been able to spend since 2018, noon to three on 97.1. I'm just so grateful for you. And when I was thanking God for things over this Thanksgiving week, certainly there are things that are the tip top of my priority list, but you are very, very close to the top. I am so thankful for you and grateful for the amount of growth we've been able to have on this show. Let's talk about the poll when we come back. Will Joe Biden finish his term? Yes or no? I kind of wondered out loud on X about what could possibly be coming with the Hunter Biden pardon. Could it mean that Joe Biden steps down? Are there more pardons to come that would maybe be quickly followed by a resignation? I don't know. Let's talk about it when we come back with your comments on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad and myself holding down the fort. Ryan Wiggins is out of town for the day, but he's going to be back tomorrow if his plane lands here. So I'm going to personally charter a flight to go get Ryan Wiggins.
They can give him a private jet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that dude's being demanding right now. His flight gets delayed or something. You know he's like, I'm gonna need to own this airport.
Yeah, he's out there. And they're like, sir, what can we do? And then they just give him what he wants. I don't know how he does it.
We'll see if he gets what he wants. I think what he wants is an extra day in Florida.
I mean, can you blame him?
In the Florida airport?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Once I have packed my bags to come home from a trip, get me home. I want to be home.
Yes.
But yeah. I also would be very willing to negotiate. We were watching Home Alone It was on in the house this weekend while we were decorating. And the mom from Home Alone is negotiating with that old couple. She's like, here's my watch. Here's my earrings. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. I was listening to that. I was in the kitchen. The TV was on in the living room. And I was like, I'd have taken that deal halfway through what she was willing to offer. I'd be like, yeah, let's go. I'll take it. Yeah. I can fly Friday. It'll be fine. I'm all for that. Like, okay, how are you going to make this worth my time? What do you consider to be worth my time?
We went on a mission trip to Eagle Pass, Mexico, or Eagle Pass, Texas, into Mexico. And while we were down there, our plane broke down. And they're like, well, we can get you on a later flight tonight, or we can put you up at, we'll take the hotel. We just went on the hotel and we stayed an extra day, got to swim and relax.
Let us
and all
take
that fun.
Our two seats off of your priority list.
Yeah.
Give us the time.
Yep.
Yeah, completely. So we hope Ryan will be back tomorrow, but Brad and I in here right now, we'll be here until Ryan gets back for sure. The pardon of Hunter Biden yesterday has a lot of people talking about various things. We spoke with Hans von Spakovsky at 12:25 about the legal ramifications of what was done. And, you know, Hans...
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Saying there's a broad level of pardon that comes with what Joe Biden afforded Hunter that could have implications on other potential crimes that maybe involve people other than Hunter Biden. So we will have to wait and see how more of this ends up unfolding. Krishan Pierre was asked on Air Force One about the pardon.
Do you think this would have happened if Harris hadn't lost the election?
Look, I'm not gonna get into the election. It is a no. I can answer that. It is a no. And what I can say...
It's a no. This would not have happened if Harris hadn't lost the election. The pardon would not have happened if Harris hadn't lost the election.
I can speak to where we are today. And so I can't speak to hypotheticals here. Where we are today, the president made this decision over the weekend.
I don't know who asked that question. She should have asked, would Joe Biden have pardoned Hunter if Kamala would have won? There are a lot of loops in that question that she asked that made it kind of hard to understand. Like, you're saying no to what, which is why she restated it multiple times. But obviously the political climate factors into Joe Biden's willingness to pardon Hunter Biden right now. Hunter, if Kamala won, Joe Biden is still done in 49 days. It's just a different person in there. I've said the whole time, Joe Biden is obviously going to pardon Hunter Biden. I thought that was the case the whole time. The weird part was his constant insisting that he wouldn't do it. But again, that was a political climate where they were still trying to win a re-election. He'll say whatever he thinks he needs to say in order to get votes. And it was obviously not enough. He should have just been honest from the beginning, but that would have been something new for him. So the YouTube live chat poll, will Joe Biden finish his term, yes or no? If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that I have said... for a long time, Joe Biden would not be the nominee. And that ended up coming true. I also have on that Christmas tree right behind Brad. Last Christmas, we wrote on ornaments, predictions that we had for 2024. And there are a lot of predictions on there that came true. Mine was that Joe Biden would not be the nominee. And it also I had that at the same time saying Kamala Harris would be the president. But I've said this whole time, I didn't think she was going to win the election.
Yeah.
I thought they'd lose the election. I also didn't think she'd be the nominee. That was that was something that kind of made me my jaw drop. Like, if you went back and listened to me talking about what was going to happen in this past election, I said there's no way that the Democrats run Joe Biden on election day. He is not going to be the person. And then I pontificated on who I thought it would be. But I'm like, the only dumber person to run than Joe Biden was Kamala Harris. Well, I missed that prediction. But I still thought that she would be the president. And I thought that he would pardon Hunter. And then after that, be like, I'm out. Kamala Harris gets to be the president, the first female president. She gets to be 47, 45, 47, everything that Donald Trump has been saying for so long. I've been saying for years. They will upend that. So he'll be 45 and 48. Who cares? You're still the president, and Kamala Harris slash the Democrats are not. I think that it's very possible that leading into Christmas, that Joe Biden offers more broad pardons. He could potentially pardon himself. And he could potentially step down. He could potentially be the person who does not finish out this term. So which I think will be an outlier, haven't looked at any of the results so far. On the YouTube live chat poll, if you go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel in the live chat, you can answer this question. Will Joe Biden finish his term? I think I'm going to be in the minority. I don't know how big of a minority, but I still, even with 49 days left, think the answer is no, he's not going to finish his term. What do you think?
I'm with you on that. I think it's a no. And each day that goes by that he's still in office, it makes me go, oh, I might be wrong on that. But, you know, talking about a Christmas vacation where he does, because I think Jim Biden is due for a pardon. I think Joe Conscious
unless
said that
Joe
earlier.
Hates him.
Yeah. Or if Joe's decided Jim's going to be the fall guy. But I think that there's other members of his family that are going to get pardons. I think that he himself is going to get a pardon. And if he pardons himself, then he resigns. I think he pardons himself and then he resigns. And
but
I think,
that's obviously his last act.
Right. And I think that's right during Christmas, like in between Christmas and New Year's.
When you're not paying attention.
Yep.
And I'm on one of my vacations.
Yeah. That's where it fits, where you're out of office. Nobody's
yes.
paying attention.
Everything big happens when I'm
yes.
out of the office. I thought peace broke out in the Middle East for a minute there while last week. You guys were covering it. I was listening. I think it was either when we were coming in or it was, I think it was the day before when I was going to the orthodontist with my son over at Hensher Johnson Orthodontics. And they're like, oh, there's Hezbollah in Israel have agreed to peace. But I think that even since then,
yeah.
there have been some renege on that a bit.
Yeah, it's not a great peace deal. So, but yeah, I think Joe Biden pardons a bunch of people and then he resigns. So I'm actually changing my reason for why I don't think Joe Biden. I've always been Joe Biden is going to finish as the president. I'm changing my reason for why I think that is. I think he's actually going to resign before.
Would if Joe? Okay, so we have to ask ourselves. With just 49 days left, he can pardon whoever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not like he would have to change his lifestyle. It's not like
nope.
if he stayed for the remainder of it and did what he wants. It's not like all of a sudden, gosh, it's so weird not seeing Joe Biden talk to the press all the time. Like Donald Trump, when it was weird. I can think back to this when Donald Trump lost in 2020 and we had this November, December, like what, 2 months, December, January, 2.5 months of, oh my gosh, he lost. And he was saying, I didn't lose. He didn't speak out to the public. Like it was weird that he was, I guess, in essence, kind of the loser
mm-hmm.
that kind of went quiet more than we were used to him in that amount of time. Joe Biden's not talking to anybody ever, especially not unmanaged.
No.
When he goes out and he addresses the American people, it's completely produced for him. And then he tries to get a passing grade on what he's supposed to do. And he always has the weird thing that he adds in there, and you're like, that was not in the script.
Yeah.
That was Joe Biden authentic. You know, if he wanted to pardon himself, like the reason you would resign is a little bit in shame. Does he even have shame?
Yeah, maybe he doesn't resign. Maybe he just pardons himself and everybody else and then finishes it
And then
it
he
out.
Starts showing yeah. up to do press conferences.
Like out of spite.
Yeah. Hey, guys, where you been? But the other thing I was going to say, and this is kind of an interesting thought process. If Joe Biden resigned and Kamala Harris had to become the president for like a week, is that another way to stick it to Kamala Harris?
Ooh, well, how what are you thinking on that? Because maybe, but I'm not.
What if Kamala Harris is sworn in for like 16 days? That's almost embarrassing. isn't it?
Yeah, because you can't really...
You lost the election.
Yeah.
You are responsible for the resurgence, the massive, greatest political comeback in American history was via Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And you're like, come on, I'll let you drive the car for... It's like when you get your permit. And you're like, it's all yours, buddy. Let's take this for a spin around the grocery store parking lot.
Hey, good effort. Here's your participation trophy.
So Kamala Harris gets to be the first woman president because Joe Biden literally just hands it to her. She doesn't win it. There's a part of me that thinks that Joe Biden's like, you tweeted a gif about this yesterday, but like, you light the match, you throw it into the gasoline pile, and you just walk away smoking a cigarette. It kind of feels like what he's doing. I don't know if he knows he's doing it. I don't know if he's being managed to do that. I'm so interested in knowing who are the players, who are the Obama players that have been with their tentacles over everything since 2008. Who are the Obama players? Who are the Biden loyalists?
Yeah.
That are trying... Did he tweet out that he was endorsing Kamala Harris? Did anybody know he was going to do that after he tweeted out that he was not running in the race anymore?
Well, if anybody knew, and if that wasn't the plan from the beginning, the people that knew were Team Biden. They're like, yeah, let's do this.
How many of those people are there? And are they all accomplices?
How many are there, and how many does it take to actually throw a big, huge monkey wrench in the plan?
Because he's still got the power. Mm-hmm. And they needed Joe Biden. They needed him to do whatever they needed him to do, and he was willing to do it. That's how he became the president. So he became the president under his terms. He could actually leave the presidency under his own terms, throw it to Kamala Harris. Like, I'm going to think about this for a while, but I don't know that Kamala Harris would want to be the president for, like, the fill-in president while he's on vacation. And then she's the one who has to leave the office on January 20th.
She doesn't even, like...
You don't even get to move into the residence.
You just don't have enough time to do anything. You're like, I'm here, I'm the president, I'm in Joe Biden's White House.
Kind of want him to do it more now. I almost feel like it would be the match on the gasoline stash to blow the whole thing up on the way out. What is she going to do? Probably start a war. Bomb some people.
Gosh, could you imagine? But I mean, again, if she does that, that's the end of the Democrat Party. And it's again, a final big middle finger to the Democrat Party that pushed him out.
And I think he's, well, yes, I think he's miffed. But Jill.
Oh, man.
And I don't like her. You remember how much we saw Jill Biden?
Yes.
In the month leading up to his, well, it was June was the debate.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Biden was the thing.
Yes.
From debate until dropping out of the race. Jill was everywhere.
The picture of her on the plane preparing for the G8 or whatever that was. Like, with the president's jacket on the desk behind her.
Yeah, what are you doing? She got a month.
Yeah.
She can tell Kamala I was president for longer than you were. First female president, Jill Biden.
Jill Biden.
Oh, man. I'm kind of curious what y'all think about that. The poll is, will Joe Biden finish his term? Let's see here. I'm getting a lot of starred comments here. I think these are, let's see. Let me go to the bottom. Dirk said, I chose yes. No reason he shouldn't. Ender said, I've said it before, I'll say it again. President Biden isn't going anywhere. Of course he'll finish out his term. He or his handlers will set the whole thing ablaze on his way out. But yeah, I'm just thinking that, like, the way to set it ablaze is to be like, peace out. I'm done with this. I'm done with you people. Dale said, yes, he will finish. After what they did to him, he won't give her that honor. He has many more pardons to sign. I don't know. Let us know what you think. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come vote. Leave a comment. We'll get to some more of these here before we wrap up the show. Ethan will come in and give us the results to this poll question. Will Joe Biden finish his term next? Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm so glad to be back here talking to you guys. Thank you for being with us this holiday season. If you're talking about politics with your friends and your family, we talked to Joe Concha at 1:45. He was talking about being around the Thanksgiving table. And when it came to him, he's like, I'm so glad that Trump survived the two assassination attempts.
He said they threw a fork at him.
I told him, that's your time. Stand up and be like, fight, fight, fight. You tried, but you didn't succeed.
Do you guys have any awkward interactions at Thanksgiving over politics or anything?
No.
There's not really any major conflicts.
So in my immediate family, there's not. But I was with my wife's family for the first time, and there is a little bit of difference. But it's actually really funny because grandma and grandpa are liberals. Everyone else, or not all the grandkids pretty much, I believe, are conservative. So it was actually super funny. Donald Trump posted on the morning of Thanksgiving and said, you know, congratulations, or I don't know, you said happy Thanksgiving, blah, 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 even to all of you crazy liberals out there or something.
One of the grandkids
goes, Grandma, Donald Trump gave you a shout out, you specifically, in his Thanksgiving post today.
Oh,
and,
no.
And then he read it out loud. She goes, I'm taking you out of my will.
Oh.
It was so funny.
So they but they're playful with it.
It was playful.
Because
it was
they love
very...
the people more than they care about the politics.
And they had some conversation, and it wasn't like anyone was attacking anyone. And but it wasn't like uncomfortable to be around. And there was a lot of laughter. It was really fun.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good.
For me, it's like everybody knows where I stand on things. If you know me well enough to be like sharing a holiday or a social setting, people know that I do this at least and what that means. And that either means that they listen or they intentionally don't.
Right.
And I mean, I don't ever bring it up. It doesn't become a conflict for me. I don't want to say that I don't care if people don't agree with me, but I'm never going to prioritize that over the billion other things that you could be talking about at Thanksgiving dinner or whatever.
That's why, man, it was so sad seeing so many videos on Twitter or Instagram of, you know, TV personalities or celebrities saying, you know, if you are going to be around Trump supporters,
yes,
don't go, befriend them. It's like, why? Like, it's so sad that that's where we are. And I know we've had this conversation 1,000 times, but it's so sad to where... And there's definitely people on both sides, I'm sure, that do that. But I've seen it publicly, at least on the opposing side, where people are saying, you know, well, you cannot associate yourself with them. It's like, yeah, because that's going to bring us much more together as a country at the time of year literally meant for giving and being kind and loving others. And, man, it's pretty ironic that they're saying, don't be around these people at a time where you're meant to be thankful for the things that you have.
For the things that are important.
Yeah.
And why is it that... I'm trying to think of a time where, at least the political lean that I have, where we've ever been encouraged to isolate ourselves from one another.
Right.
Like, ever. And that is the play for the American left. At least it has been this long. And obviously it's been rebuked in this last election. But the idea that you should divide. It's just easier to conquer that. And that's what the play has been politically for the Democrats. But it was a losing play. It didn't do the trick.
Yeah.
Try something else. I mean, don't. But try something else. It's sad to see it. But also, my encouragement to so many people out there right now who are... navigating the holiday season and maybe having some of those conflicts amidst your family, just be happy. Don't be pushy. Care about the people in your family, the people who are on TV who are melting down, who are being paid money to deceive people. You can laugh at them all you want and share that with on your socials or whatever. Like, go ham on those
like
people.
The Wicked Media Tour.
Yeah. Those people are not financially suffering, but they're up there like boo-hooing because of what? It's like the perception of what reality is for them is not even an accurate perception.
Right.
I wanted to, I'm going to breeze through this real quick because we might talk about this a little bit later this week. But the House COVID Committee released its final report after its 2-year investigation into COVID, the House COVID Committee. Real quick here before Ethan gives us the results to today's YouTube poll. The major findings of the House COVID Committee, the NIH funded gain of function research at the Wuhan lab. So we funded it, gain of function research. The Constitution can't be suspended in times of crisis. Yippee. COVID emerging from a lab leak is, quote, not a conspiracy theory. Newsflash. EcoHealth and Dr. Peter Daszak should never again receive taxpayer funds. Public health officials have lost the trust of the people. Trump's Operation Warp Speed was a success. The COVID response was, quote, rampant with fraud, waste, and abuse. And finally, the prescription cannot be worse than the disease. Lockdowns had horrific consequences. Oh,
where did this come from?
I retweeted it. You can go to Annie Fry Show on X. Eric Daugherty tweeted it, and it has attached to it the point-by-point report. After-action review of the COVID-19 pandemic, the lessons learned, and a path forward.
From the House COVID Committee?
The House COVID Committee. Wow. So good to see that that was actually still being listened to. Now we wait and see what the next administration is going to do to ensure that we never run into that again.
YouTube live chat poll time?
Let's go.
Okay. 287 votes on, I'll make that 288. Thank you to that final voter. Will Joe Biden finish his term? I'm a little bit surprised that this one's as distant as it is.
Did you have a yes or a no on this for you?
I'm leaning towards no right now. I feel like that's the safer one. And until I'm proven wrong, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, if he proves it wrong, he proves it wrong. I wouldn't be against it. 75% say yes, 25% say no. 288 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll.
A fourth of the people still think that with just 49 days left that Joe Biden won't complete his term. I'm one of them. It is the minority, but we'll see. Any more pardons on the horizon? We'll have it for you here on 97.1 FM Talk.